week, Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Brilliance, and I have one of the masterminds behind the game himself. I have Max with me today. How's it going, Max?
Hello, it's going fine. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show today. For those of you that are listening, Max and I have actually had a crazy time trying to get together. It's always one thing or another, right?
Yeah, it was hard to get together, but now that we can talk, it's really good.
Yeah, definitely. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your company?
Yeah, sure. First, sorry for my English. Usually I'm a French speaker, so I think you're going to be able to understand me still.
Oh, you sound great. Don't worry about it.
So, first of all, I've been always been a gamer since I can recall. I've been playing games starting with Monopoly, Risk, as many of us. And then when I grew up, I was playing a lot of Magic the Gathering, which led me to discover other games like Catan or Ticket to Ride or things like that. Then I discovered that there was a whole new world of board gaming emerging. So I was always playing with my friends, my girlfriend. Then someday I decided to invest all that time and money to create a game of my own. So after that, after working for more than a year now, I've created a game called Brilliance, which is an end game where the goal is to control a territory and develop your nest to achieve the best colony possible. And with that project in mind, I just wanted to create a game for myself and my friends and things like that. But then when I made people try it and play it, everybody told me you should really get it published. And some of my friends said, I want to be a part of the project. So I said, okay, well, with Kickstarter now, it's possible to self-publish games, so let's go. We decided to jump into it and create Sphere Games over several months now.
It's super exciting. It's just fun to, you know, we take our hobbies of playing games, and now you've created it into a business where you make a game now. And that's really exciting that you're, you know, we're able to do that nowadays, especially with, like you said, with Kickstarter makes these type of things possible. And it's really exciting to see all the different types of games that have come through Kickstarter that we probably would have not seen in any other fashion. And so and yours is probably a good example. You know, instead of going through the heinous process of getting someone to, you know, publish the game for you, you could do it yourself. And it's exciting. And as we're recording right now, I mean, you guys are on the very end of your Kickstarter. You have just a few days left to go, and you guys are more than well successfully funded. So that's big congratulations to you guys.
Thank you. It's been a really exciting process for us. For those who've been following us, at first we decided to launch a campaign with some stretch goal and a higher price tag. And then we realized that we did some mistake because it was our first Kickstarter. We didn't know the people will react to that. So we decided to cancel the old Brilliance campaign and relaunch a new campaign with better price, better stretch goal, and Kickstarter exclusive. And it seemed for us that it really did the job for now. It's been working way better since we decided to do the relaunch. So if you guys are searching for the campaign on Kickstarter, it's Brilliance Relaunch, and not the other one, Brilliance, which is written cancel. It's been changed.
So don't be disheartened if you search it and you find the canceled one. Don't worry, go for the relaunch one.
Yeah, there's still a big 4 days left.
Yes, big 4 days, and I mean, like we said, you guys are more than well successfully funded, and you've reached a lot of your stretch goals too, so that's exciting.
Yeah, the biggest one we've reached so far is the miniatures, because now we can play the game with, instead of tokens, the small ants, There will be miniatures, so that's a really big plus for the game. And now it's since this morning we've unlocked the sixth player stretch goal, so it's now officially
awesome.
A 1-6 player game.
Well, that's great. And one of the things I noticed that you have in the description that it's a good family game.
Yes.
And so and that makes me excited because I'm, you know, a father of four little kids. Yeah. And, you know, I'm always looking for games that I can play with my family. So how did creating Brilliance come together? Like, what made you go down the ant road and doing all of that? How did that come to be?
Okay, I decided first that I wanted to do an ant game because I'm really, I've always enjoyed reading things about ant, and they've always been captivating me. So at first I chose the team that was an N team, and then I've been playing, like I said, many games over the last years, and I've come to realize that the game I was playing the most were the quite simple games like Takenoko, Ticket to Ride, Machikoro, Dixit, and the reason for that is that I'm a big gamer and I like complicated games. But sometimes it's hard to convince people to play a game that lasts for 3 to 4 hours.
Exactly.
I love them, but most of my gaming groups like lighter game, and they prefer to play like many different games during a night than just one big game. So I decided to create an end game that was simpler than the other one that are already on the market, more streamlined, but still that has a lot of strategy into it. And that you can play either with kids or with gamer. Because in the rules, I've included 4 levels of rules. So a level for kids, which is quite simple, and with adults, it will not be the best choice to play. A level for the first game, to get to know the game and know the mechanics. And a level for adults, where you add the cards and the PC's cards. And a level for gamer, where everybody competes for the same objectives instead of having hidden objective in the end. So you can really adapt the game in function of whom you're playing with to be able to play it the most you can. And there's a one player rule book as well to play the game solo for those.
That's
like
awesome.
That. Yeah.
Well, and I really like that because you know, there are. I like when games incorporate the different levels of, you know, interaction, whether it's, you know, a solo player or going to the hardcore gamers or just the casual gamers or with kids. And so I think that's really smart, and I think that's a good feature that's going to be a drawing factor for people.
Yeah, and something else we wanted to do with Brilliance is create a game, because we aim to for families to play our game. We wanted to create a game that's that the goal of the game is not to destroy your opponent. The goal of the game is to create the best colony you can. You can interact with the other by stealing resources, using predators to do so, or simply by taking some objective that you know your opponent will want, or blocking them with your pheromones on the board, because there's a board control aspect also in Brilliance. But you cannot destroy the ends of the other, which allow for a game where, until the end, you don't really know who's going to win. Instead, if you know in your hand you have a really strong game and you know, okay, I'm the winner, but the other players don't know it. So everybody has fun playing it till the end, because it's only at the last turn you discover the winner. And everybody makes points. You cannot destroy your opponent, which is also a really strong point, I think, for... family gaming.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you don't want your brothers and sisters destroying each other, because, you know, then it gets sad and chaotic after that.
Like that. Some people really end that, but usually those people are the winners.
That's right.
Some of them tend to be mad or stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. So I wanted to ask you, a lot of our listeners are, you know, of course, all gamers, but some are aspiring game developers as well. So you had a good first experience of a first Kickstarter where you realized that there's some things that you needed to do differently. So if you could give advice, like, you know, a good piece of advice for anyone that's going to start their own Kickstarter, what would you want them to know?
I think that the first and most important point is to have a really solid game at the core, because if you make people try your game and they don't like it, well, of course, it will not help your Kickstarter. So the most important point is to have a strong game and believe in your game. The second point will be, I think, to really focus on what's important on Kickstarter. People, what they want to see when you expose a project is that it's almost completed. So don't be hurry to launch. Be sure that you have your prototype well done, well playtested. Be sure to really have a good video, because it's basically Kickstarter. It's people will not be able to play the game. Most of the backers will not be able to play the game until they receive it. So they need to have the most information possible to be able to conclude that the game will be good. And the first step to do that is have a solid game, and then really work hard on your campaign and don't be in a hurry to launch.
No, that's really good advice, and it kind of correlates with, like you said, make sure that you play test it a lot.
Yeah.
And so, you know, whether that's going to your local gaming store or going to conventions and those things. And so that's, you know, I've heard that from other people as well, that that's an important feature, to make sure you get as many people as you can possibly to play the game. That way they, you know, the word of mouth goes out and you have that core group, you could say, when you launch the campaign, and a lot of those core people are going to be your first backers for sure.
Yeah, and not only backers, but people who are going to help you with the campaign. They're going to enjoy the game, so write good comments, this and there, which is really important as well, because many backers read the comments on the BGG or the comments on directly on the Kickstarter page. So that's another good point. And of course, it can be hard for you to go to convention. Like for us, we wanted at first to go to Essen this year before the campaign, but there are costs related to that and
yes,
time to travel there. And we were not ready at that point. We didn't have prototypes. We didn't have because we have a big mascot as well, a big ant mascot for the conventions. And we did it.
That you can see in the video if people check out the campaign.
You can even buy it if you want. If you have a lot of money. But for us,
that's awesome.
What we decided to do is go to smaller convention near us. So we went to a convention because we're from Quebec City. So we went in a convention in Quebec and another convention in Montreal. And they were not big convention. The first one, I think they had 5,000 people. The second one, 1,500. But even if it's not big, it's still good to get your game know, talk with people, and just do contacts in the industry as well, or get some advice from people who are good and already know how to manage things like that.
No, I think that's great, because even with the smaller conventions, even if you took it like 5,000 people, even if you got 1% of that 5,000 people to, you know, be a backer of your game, I mean, that's 50 people right there that you were able to get just because of that small convention. So yeah, it's don't be deterred by the smallness of conventions. I think that's great. Find the ones that are appropriate for your means, and then go forward with that.
And it even allowed us to pass on national television. That the first convention. So we didn't expect that at first, but it was good publicity as well, and to be featured in two journals, Montreal Journal and Quebec Journal. So
that's cool.
Yeah, and we didn't expect that, but still, it's during the campaign, it's a good publicity to get your game known.
Definitely. So, I mean, the game looks fantastic. I definitely encourage everybody to go to the Kickstarter and check it out. When you're listening to this, I mean, there's 4 days left, but this episode will go live later today, and people will be able to still go back this project. And so I would encourage everyone to go check that out. So, Max, thanks for coming on the show. I know that having a Kickstarter can be kind of hectic and crazy.
Indeed.
So I appreciate you making time and to come on the show and talk about it. And I appreciate it, and congratulations on your Kickstarter.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. It's really really nice to be able to speak about the game and get people as excited as we are about this project. And one last little word before it ends. For those of you who will be interested in backing the project, we will have 3 Kickstarter exclusives. So it can be a plus that other people in the shops will not have. And the price tag is really low compared to what it will be in the shops. Right now, I think if we convert it in US dollars, it will be around $37 for a game with 93 miniatures.
Wow.
A really good price.
That is a really good price for all those miniatures, yeah.
And thank you a lot for the invite. It was really good to speak with you. And I hope you guys are doing well and had a nice day.
Yeah, definitely. And thanks to Dan Patrice, Dan the Board Game Man. He did our intro and outro, and you could find him at the Geek All-Stars. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.